This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When it comes to Louisiana's revenue famine, feast analogies abound.
With respect to next year, it takes on the shape of a menu of options from which to choose.
Just 2 weeks into Governor John Bel Edwards' administration, it's as if food critics are publishing reviews before they taste what they've ordered. Conservative bloggers are already calling Edwards a failure, and administration insiders have told me a number of moderate Republicans who voted for Edwards are now crawfishing away from the governor because of the announced tax-raising proposals. Edwards seems unperturbed.
I understand that not every individual is going to agree with the things that I believe are best for Louisiana.
Louisiana Association of Business and Industry President Stephen Wagasback last week wrote of the governor's oft-referenced table, asking lobby members to consider how the turkey feels about his Thanksgiving feast invitation. Wagasback is speaking out against the proposals to curb business tax breaks, especially the governor's plan to rescind the entire state sales tax exemption on business utility bills.
States that we compete with, many of them do not tax electricity. The fact that we don't makes us look more competitive. Every other tax you put on the economy, the more you tax it, the less people will use it or hire it or expand within it. That is the true nature of it.
Edwards acknowledges higher taxes aren't anyone's preference. However, he says a balanced budget, like a balanced diet, requires a mix of menu items.
All of the options aren't going to come from the dessert end of the buffet line. Some of it's going to be spinach and Brussels sprouts and broccoli.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.